Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Dallas Jenkins on the line with me, executive producer and director of a new project. Dallas, tell us what the new project and what you're working on.
Yeah, we're doing a show called The Chosen, which is based on the life of Christ and those who met him. And there's been movies and miniseries about the life of Christ, but there's never actually been a multi-season show. So all those shows that we love to binge watch or watch over the course of multiple seasons and get to know the characters, there's never actually been one about Jesus and the Gospels. And so we're trying to do that for the first time now, and it's been an amazing ride. The first four episodes are out right now. So at thechosen.tv, people can go. Episode one is free. And I don't know if we've talked about this before, but this project was crowdfunded. And so there wasn't some big TV network or movie studio that came along and wrote a big check to get this made. We did this through the crowd, and we're able to raise over $10 million from over 15,000 people, which was record-breaking and a really cool experience. And now these first four episodes are available, so people can watch all four of them at that website.
Okay, now, you're not new to film. You've worked with the majors, Universal and some of the major film networks. So what makes this different for you, being that you're seasoned? You've been doing this over like 20 years or so, correct?
Yeah, I've been making movies and TV movies and short films for about 20 years. I've worked with some of the biggest producers in Hollywood, which was great at the time. But over the course of this project, I think I've learned just how wonderful it is to work directly with the people. One of Hollywood's rules, we have our own golden rule. Hollywood's golden rule is he who has the gold makes the rules. And so when someone else is financing your project, it's their rules.
Right.
And so for a project like this, about Jesus, we really wanted to do it right and make sure that we controlled the content. And that's been the best thing about this project. I had nothing against Hollywood. I had great experiences there. And of course, we're still working. We find actors from Hollywood and crew and whatnot, but we're taking the show directly to the people. It's been challenging, of course, because anytime you're doing something kind of grassroots, it has to get off the ground. But the response to this show so far, it's been out since Tuesday, the 16th, and the response has been truly overwhelming. People's lives are really being impacted and changed by these four episodes. And it's just a confirmation that what we're doing is the right track. And from my own personal experience, I used to really want that. I wanted, Hollywood's acceptance. I wanted to make it, as they say. And now I really genuinely don't care. I just want to please God and make sure that this series impacts as many people as possible. And I really couldn't care less about awards or financial success. I just want to get this to the people.
Yeah, welcome to the club. That's what made me start Urban Buzz Magazine, as well as the Christian Gospel Radio Show, WKPS Radio, when it's just a calling. It's a calling. Now, are you a Christian?
Oh, very much so, yeah. Okay. This show very much comes from my love of Jesus and the Gospels. And so this show is, even though we're taking a different perspective on these stories from the Gospels, it comes from the perspective, of course, that the Bible is true and that Jesus is the Messiah. And so we don't apologize for that. And the good thing, though, is that a good chunk of our cast and crew are not believers. They came to this project because they love the script so much.
Right.
And so a lot of non-believers have gotten back to us after seeing these episodes or reading the scripts saying just how much they loved it. I think just because it feels like a regular show. It doesn't feel like a sermon, even though we are showing Jesus change people's lives in this show.
Yeah, you are, and you're doing a great job. And I thank you for not only having non-believers take part of the Bible scripted series, The Chosen, but people of color, because I love biblical series. I love watching anything with Jesus. And then sometimes I'm sitting there watching it, talking about, so there was not one black person during that time. Jesus ain't never helped nobody of color. Okay. So I just want to give you a shout out for that. I really do appreciate it.
Well, and that applies in multiple ways, because one of the things about a lot of Jesus projects you've seen is that, Jesus and the disciples are, European white people with British accents. And that's just not at all accurate. And
right.
So there were wide ranges of skin tones in the Middle East 2,000 years ago. There was light-skinned people, but they certainly didn't look American.
Right.
And there were also a of course, dark-skinned people. And so, as you saw, that we have black people on the show. We have,
yes.
Dark-skinned, lighter-skinned, olive-skinned. But we really wanted to reflect what that period in time looked like.
And that was very
important to us. So I'm glad you appreciated
that. You did. And I was like, well, finally, okay, amen. You also touched on spiritual warfare. And you did an excellent job with that. And I mean, that was so, that's so important for Christians to identify and understand and know. And I mean, Dallas, you're my new best friend right now. Excellent, excellent interpretation of spiritual warfare. When the young lady said, I am in hell, I was like, wow, can we feel that? Can we know sometimes that's what it feels like? Even though, why we need Christ in our life.
Oh, yeah. And that's what's so important about this show is we take the time to introduce you to these characters before they encounter Jesus.
Yes.
Because we want the audience to feel and connect with their struggles. And that's what makes the show feel modern.
Yes.
Even though it's 2,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the music. I mean, you mentioned people of color in the acting. I think you can also appreciate in the music.
Yes.
The style of music of the show.
Mm-hmm.
We actually used a lot of like slave spiritual influences and Delta blues. And our main voice, like in the opening credits and throughout the episode, is a black female artist who we just really wanted to reflect some of the songs that came from the early, 1900s and even during slave periods in America were some of the most beautiful, hopeful, even in the midst of sadness songs. And that's what these people were experiencing 2,000 years ago. The Jews were experiencing this level of oppression, and their feelings of oppression but hope in the midst of that sadness was very important to us. And so when you see the characters in this show, they're hopeful even though they are depressed. And this woman especially that you're talking about in episode one, which we don't want to spoil
too much,
but she was experiencing demonic oppression.
Yeah,
She said, I'm in hell.
Right.
I'm
it was hell. Awesome.
And so when she encounters Jesus, that makes that moment even more impactful because the audience can really identify with times when we've felt a lot of attack.
Exactly. And I promise you guys, please support this. When you watch it, and for everybody, just, we're Christians, but just for everybody, you're going to feel that transformation. I was sitting there like, okay. And I love how you just, the interpretation of what you're doing is just excellent. Even the leadership of the older man, when his wife was letting him know to always have answers and not questions and serving God. And, sometimes as pastors or ministers, we feel like that's all we have. We just gotta give you the answer. And I like when he said, but what about if I have questions? I mean, you gotta watch this, man. This is just an awesome series. I tell you, it was well done. I know that, what you're saying is true, that you just felt like, I gotta do it the correct way. And you really did.
Yeah, that's a great point. I'm so glad you brought that up because we show the character of Nicodemus, who is one of the more famous characters in the Gospels, because when we first are introduced to Nicodemus in the Gospels, it's when he's meeting Jesus in secret. And it's John chapter 3, the most famous chapter in the Bible, where he's asking all these questions.
Mm-hmm.
And we show Nicodemus at home. And I wanted to do that because I think there's lots of viewers who, like you said, are pastors or leaders or people who've been believers their whole lives. And sometimes they have questions. Sometimes they're confused. Sometimes they feel like maybe the behavior of religion is getting in the way of a personal relationship. And so when Nicodemus starts to question, his wife is like, whoa, don't question your teacher. You have to give answers. And he says, well, a man is free to question in his heart. And she says, well, keep it in your heart. And so as we're seeing, this is the beginning of Nicodemus's journey towards meeting Jesus. And that's another thing is, as you know, Nicodemus is the one who is called to cast out the demons of this woman, and he fails.
Right.
And that makes him think, why? Maybe I'm a failure. And so we also, as Christian leaders or as people who have been believers in our lives, sometimes we have failures and we're thinking, what did we do wrong? And sometimes it's because we were relying too much on ourselves or too much on our religion as opposed to surrendering it to our Savior.
Okay, Dallas, I feel like you about to preach right there. That was good.
Yes. Even white boys can preach sometimes.
Yes,
we can,
sir.
We can, We can bring it.
Yes, sir. No, and I love it. And that's what, you know, Urban Buzz magazine is all about. People say urban, but it's really just a collective of creative arts and entertainment on every level and every genre. And I thank you for affording us the opportunity to share in this journey, and especially me being a Christian minister of music and sold out for Christ. Anytime a project crosses my desk representing Christ, of course, I go through it thoroughly, and I was floored. I mean, I was just like, yes, I want to interview him, like, today, like, mm-hmm. now. Oh. Then when I saw your background of how coming from major studios to really going to crowdfund and just taking that chance and opportunity to make this project exactly the way you want it is awesome.
Yeah, thank you for that.
How did you even just begin this whole process, you know, with crowdfund? Did you, you know, was it easy? Was it hard? Was it the call and then you just watch God bring everybody together?
Yeah, it was definitely not easy, but I was coming off of my biggest career failure, actually. My last feature film, which had come out with some major Hollywood producers and had some good money behind it, did very poorly at the box office, and I was kind of sitting home alone with my wife. I went from a director with a very bright future to a director with no future in just a couple of hours. And God just really pressed on my wife's heart the story of the feeding of the 5,000 mm-hmm. in the Gospels. And then we didn't know why he was putting that story on her heart so much. But then that night, out of the blue, a man Facebook messaged me who didn't even know me. Mm-hmm. And he just said, remember, your job is not to feed the 5,000. Your job is only to provide the loaves and fish.
Whoa.
And I said, why did you tell me that? And he goes, I don't know. God just told me to tell you that. And so that is what made me open-minded to a crowdfunding when this idea was presented to me, because I thought the idea was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it would ever work. I think most crowdfunding projects are really just to raise the money you need. And
right.
The all-time crowdfunding record was $5.7 million, and we needed more than that to do a show like this.
Right.
But because of this message that we'd gotten from the Lord, just saying, your job is just to provide the loaves and fish, I thought, okay, fine, we'll just provide loaves and fish and see what happens. And watching God feed the 5,000 with these loaves and fishes has been an incredible journey.
Yeah, and it is tough. You know, a lot of people try to go through crowdfunding, and it's like, you know, we need $5 million in 30 days, and it's the 29th day, and they got like $300, so...
Exactly. You know, yeah, exactly.
It is a journey. So tell us about The Chosen TV. Is that an online show? Give me a little more information about that. Or is that just the name of the series?
Oh, no. Yeah, the website is thechosen.tv, www.thechosen.tv. The name of the show is The Chosen, and the first four episodes are available now. So episode one is free. We unfortunately can't give all the episodes right away just because we did all this ourselves.
Right.
And have to generate some income so we can do more episodes. Basically, you know, we believe that if the audience can see Jesus through the eyes of those who actually met him, they can be impacted in the same way that they were. And so that's kind of the impetus behind the show. And The Chosen, the title means several things. I assume you can figure that out. Mm-hmm. The Chosen refers not only to Jesus, who is the chosen one, but
right.
But the Jews, God's chosen people at that time, and then the people he chose to be his followers at that time. So the title has multiple meanings.
Okay. No, but I was talking about the site specifically, thechosen.tv. Is that your site? Yes. Is that just where people go? Will you be producing other series on that site? Or is that for this project
yes.
only?
Thechosen.tv is for just this show, as we'll be producing episodes. And we're hoping to do this show for 6-7 seasons. So that's where people can currently get the episodes.
Okay.
And then, down the road, it'll be available in other formats.
Right.
But for now, if people want to get it now, they go to that website.
Okay. And how much is the episodes when they want to go and view it?
All right. So right now, there's multiple packages available, but the lowest package is you get all four episodes, you get a devotional book, you get our behind-the-scenes videos, you get our... We did some roundtable discussions with our biblical consultants where we really dig into the stories even more. All that's for $29.99.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's bigger packages than that if you want to get more for your friends. We've got lots of people who said, I want to give this to my friends.
Right.
And so we offer opportunities to do that as well. And when you do that, you are backing future episodes and future seasons. So it's almost like we're still crowdfunding.
Because, exactly, yeah.
But in this case, you actually... get something right away. You don't have to wait. You get you get these episodes right away.
Man, I'm so proud of you, Dallas. You know, kudos for you, man. What I'm glad to have you as a key player on the on deck. This is good stuff. So,
thank you.
Go to www.chosen.tv and get involved with this series. It's really a great series. I guarantee you're going to enjoy it. So, any other social media, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, if you go on our Facebook page, we've got the trailer and we've got all our behind-the-scenes videos that we've been doing. And so it's really a great opportunity to see kind of the heart behind all of this. Right. We really want to partner with people. We want, that's even why we're giving episode one for free, just so that people can give us a test spin if they're not sure yet what they think of us.
No, but they're going to love it.
You just look up The Chosen on Facebook. Our Facebook page is called Inside The Chosen, but you can just look up The Chosen. You'll find us pretty easily. You can watch our trailer. You can share it. You can see our behind-the-scenes videos, and we're really building some good communities behind it. And people are just really overwhelmed. I mean, we're just getting so many amazing comments from people who've watched these episodes and have never seen anything like it. So it's been really heartwarming to see their reactions. And a lot of people talking about their kids. I mean, we didn't expect kids to enjoy this as much as they did. I figured it was more of just an adult type show, but people 8 years old, 5 years old, teenagers, their parents are saying, I can't get my teenagers to watch anything. And, you know, that's, and they're loving this. And so that's been really great to see as well.
Well, I think we're in some real tremendous times, and the hope for something greater than ourselves is at an all-time high. It's something that's needed with the high rate of suicides among youth and children, the violence, the racism, everything has been perverted, and sin is on a rise as never seen before. And I think a lot of it is due to social media as well. And so everything is super exposed, and right now, that you need to have something that you can view, that you can sit, that you can breathe and just watch and enjoy.
Sure.
So it's definitely time for his story to be told. And I think you did an excellent job, and I thank you again.
Well, thank you. And I can't wait for you to see the next three episodes. You're going to love them. They're even more meaningful.
I am. I'm on deck for it. I just had to watch one before we had the interview, but I got the rest of them, and I will watch. That's, trust me, you have my full attention.
Awesome.
All right,
awesome.
Dallas, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Thank you. All thank you again.
Thanks.